You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show.
Hey, cause we back. What? Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity back. Finally, I'm so happy, thankful that this show is back on for the Real Housewives of Atlanta, Season 6, Episode 1, Bye Bye with the Wind. And I'm very thankful that it is Gone with the Wind, minus the fabulous. Now, there was a lot of diva tonight.
A lot of diva.
But the fabulosity was not in town. I'm joined in studio with the lovely Courtney Stewart.
Hello, everybody.
The rest of our panel will be back with us next week. But we couldn't leave you guys. And I just...
Hanging for a week after that.
Girl, let me just say, I just need to say. Now, you watched it last night.
Yes.
Oh. It was really hard for me to not watch it until today.
I need to watch it multiple times so I catch everything. I've seen it 3 times.
And I guarantee you everyone at home has probably seen it the same amount. And honestly,
so
you're going to keep on watching the repeats
it's
as they
hilarious.
Come on. I mean, honestly, just that, the last half of it, that Nene Kenya situation, that delivered. That could have been a season all on its own.
Yes, it could. And apparently it may be.
Boop. Now, we came off of I Dream of Nene.
Nene, her big shenanigan and wedding.
How'd you feel about that situation?
I was kind of over it. I mean, it worked. It was cool to kind of see, like, her relationship with Greg and see all the kids and how that sort of dynamic was not going well in their marriage, which we didn't know anything about through 5 seasons of The Housewives. We kind of knew he had a lot of kids only because, you know, outside news and things like that. But we didn't know anything about their relationship with Nene. So we learned a lot in terms of that. I thought the wedding, I mean, it's kind of annoying to me. I mean, you're, like, married for the second time, and you're, like, 50. Like, why do you have 50 bridesmaids? And, like, I just...
Well, I'm glad
like
we got to also see the really close relationship she has with her bridesmaids.
Yeah.
You know, like Jen from Basketball Wives.
Jen from Basketball Wives, Laura Govan. Like, I just didn't get that at all, but...
But none of the Real Housewives were...
Cynthia was in it.
Okay.
And that was beautiful. And we got to see the lovely, those of y'all that remember Marlo... She brought it every week, being ridiculous. So it was interesting. And they all got new shoes.
I wonder if Marlo will make appearances in this season.
I hope so. I like Marlo. I think I liked her even... I don't remember if I said I didn't like her. I don't think I said I didn't like her. I kind of was all right with her.
You would like the crazy.
I was fine with her. I liked the crazy. So I was good with her.
I want to see her in Kenya. In a room together.
That would be great. See, she should be on it for that reason. Because they probably can't have that because it would actually turn for real violent.
I'm kind of thinking this is going to be Kenya's last season.
Oh, no, honey. She is with her prince, so maybe it can be. Uh-huh. Talk about that later.
Well, let's talk. All right, so after the wedding, we start to show up with Nene opening up her presents.
Yes, all of her...
Paintings of her
Her paintings, her Hermes plates, her Tiffany vases.
I'm like, are you trying to be like Kim? Like,
boo.
Where are you going to put them up? I don't really see... Nene and Greg really hanging them up.
Yeah, like, I mean, maybe, and did somebody give that to them? Who gives you those massive pictures of yourself? I don't get it. It's fine. Maybe it'll be in the basement.
And I'm mad at the person who gave her a painting of just herself.
Yes.
Like, the one with her and Greg, okay, I could see that, but then the one of just her, it's like, here, girl, go you.
Maybe it was like a fan. Like, fans sent in, like, art, like, you know, they do things like that, so maybe it was a fan thing.
Teresa and Joe from Real Housewives in New Jersey sent her
one Hermes plate.
Hermes
plate,
which I
hope
can
she
imagine.
Got the rest of the set.
Which I can imagine it's probably really
it ain't cheap. Yeah. One plate is fine. I just hope you had enough friends to spread. Well, she did invite 425 people to the wedding, so maybe out of that 425, she was able to find like 5 others who bought a plate each, so they all have a set now.
There you go.
Everybody can eat off an Hermes plate.
They had a quick little talk about Portia and the divorce and. Kind of nice to see where Nene was trying to come from. with the divorce. We saw them go out to eat for lunch. What did you think about that little meetup where she says, you know, she's trying to take Portia under her wing?
Okay. I mean, all right. I'm just laughing at Nene in them damn shoes trying to walk.
But do you think that, like, this is coming from a real place where Nene actually cares, or?
I mean, maybe. Yeah, I could see that a little bit. And I could also see that producers are like, now, Nene, you will take Portia under your wing and make this a storyline for Portia to sort of have the friend that's sort of been through it a little bit, too, to help you along the way. Portia needs help, so I'm mad.
Well, like Nene said, that girl, she don't need water. She needs therapy. And along with therapy, I love that she responded. Well, before we get to that, she talks about Kenya not coming to the wedding.
Of course.
That she invited her and that she didn't receive a call, a text, or nothing saying, hey, I'm not coming.
Nothing. But apparently that is because Kenya does not translate French very well.
What?
So Kenya was on Watch What Happens Live after the show, and she was under the impression that RSVP stood for réserve, as opposed to responde, which is reserve, please. So she thought since she wasn't going, she ain't supposed to say nothing. But it actually means responde, s'il vous plaît. And so you're supposed to respond yes or no.
Wait a minute. Kenya Moore is 75 years old, and you in the business, and you telling me
hey,
that you don't know what RSVP is.
I'm
but
just,
wait a minute, hold up. Shouldn't you have somebody who be doing that for you?
No.
You this big star.
Well, she, surely she should. But
all the gay boys run around her like, what is RSVP?
Well, they told, apparently they told her it is réservé, not a responde. So she didn't know she was supposed to respond if she wasn't coming.
Well, that's not quite fabulous.
Not quite fabulous, though.
All right, so then Nene and Portia kind of talk about the divorce and things like that. And Nene kind of, you know, says, you know, the way Cordell handled this, that was a queen, honey. Which I must say with Portia's divorce, that is a bitch move.
It's hugely a bitch move.
And let's just talk about Portia and her sister and her mom. The first read of the day came from Portia's mother.
Yes, it did.
As they were sitting down talking, and, you know, Portia was all excited to go to her attorney and kind of talk about a settlement, and maybe that she wrote a list down.
Yes.
Where she thought that if Cordell read this and said, hey, you know what, if we go to these counseling things, we'll be able to get it together.
Yeah. She wants to save her marriage still, even though he told her on Twitter.
With that bad concealer on.
Well, she didn't contour her nose very well. But she admittedly said while she was walking up that she was drinking and crying. So perhaps she put on her makeup while she was drinking and crying. So she forgot to use her blending brush to brush that nose contour. But that's fine.
Because she looked beaten every other day.
She looks beaten everything, and that hair is doing everything, girl. So you're going through it, but you still look good. But yeah, so apparently she's writing a list of the things that she needs Cordell to do in hopes that before going through the deposition, he'll say, yes, honey, I'll do these things, and they could reconcile.
And Cordell said,
H to the nope. Izzo, no. Hell no, boo.
And his excuses were, she wasn't home at a certain time, so I locked her out.
Okay, y'all gonna get mad at me for this, but I'm gonna defend Cordell right now.
No, because I can understand where, because I've done it plenty of times. Continue to do it.
So I don't know what was really going on, but if you going through some things in your relationship, you'll be staying out all night and then showing up in I'd lock him out. I'd be like, you can't come in my house. You want to stay out all night running the streets, doing whatever it is you're doing, go ahead. But you ain't coming in here. So I'm not mad at him for that. I mean, it probably came from a shady place, but.
Was this during their marriage? Was this during the divorce period? Like, that's what I'm trying
to. Well, it got reported that it happened after the divorce announcement came out. But I don't know if it was reported as this was something he would do to her, because part of his argument.
My thing is, where's your key, bitch?
Yeah, like, how can he lock you out? Like, did he change all the locks on the mansion?
Y'all have the house together?
Thank you. But because he claimed, in terms of the divorce things that have come out, he says that she was staying out doing all these things because she got Real Housewives. You know, she can get into clubs in Atlanta, and she's like now a celebrity, so she was probably going out to events and doing things like
that.
He
was just mad.
And he wasn't happy about it. And I'm sure she was partying and doing her thing, and he finally was like, okay. And he probably did it a couple times. I'm guessing it probably didn't happen once. But show you right how she ain't got a key to all the house.
Right, boo. You should not be staying someplace where you don't ain't, where you ain't got a key at the end of the damn day. So they continue to go on and talk about, you know, she says he has no factual reason. And then the mom comes out. You know what? Mm-hmm. I noticed something shady after you had the miscarriage. But this is shady.
That was very shady. But go on.
After she had the miscarriage, he only came to the hospital one time.
One time, which is awful. However, I just playing devil's advocate here. Perhaps we also know that he travels constantly for work. It is possible that he was out of town at the time that it happened. For all we know, when the information got to him between that and getting able to get back to Atlanta, but like not an excuse at all. Like he should have been on the first flight out, doing what have you, and
or been
on.
Doing so much from so far away calling, that it didn't feel, sending, making sure.
But I do recognize that this is a one-sided perspective of a situation. So whereas I want to be like, oh, that is awful, that is messed up, the nurses were saying, does she have a husband? Oh, how dare they? Oh my God, it must have been awful.
You're gonna make me break this TV behind me.
But so I get it from that perspective, but I do know that there's probably.
But you know what? Okay,
and he also has a son.
I get that, but also at the same time, you know, you feel like, because we all know Cordell, mm-hmm. he wants everything to be, we're a family, we're a unit,
a
we're this.
Way,
so
yeah.
If your wife has a miscarriage, clearly you yeah. know what kind of pain that causes.
True. But for all we know, maybe he blames her for it because of some things she was doing.
Ooh.
I'm just saying that's a possibility. I'm not saying I agree. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying it's cool because I know one thing. If I'm pregnant with somebody, baby, and I'm laid up in the hospital, damn near dead because I lost the baby, you better come up in there every single. You better be sleeping there.
You better be.
You best right be sleeping there.
When
right
I want
there,
a chocolate milkshake
okay?
from McDonald's,
my junk fell out. You need to be right there because it's your fault. It's in there to begin with. So there you go. So I get it, but. Anyway, he could
right.
have an argument.
Don't be sticking your pipes up certain clogs.
No.
You know, holes.
We wouldn't have this problem right now. So
we could have adopted, like I said. No, I'm just
I'm
kidding.
Saying we could have had a surrogate.
But anyway, so then the mom continues. Whew, and just the
she
read.
Got real upset.
Her and Nene tonight, I'm going to need some gifs. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need some gifs. Because she says, you know, I know Cordell, mm-hmm. and I'm just saying, look at Cordell. He, you know, he likes his things in place. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I'm not saying.
But I'm just saying,
But
though.
I'm just saying, I think he wants you for an image. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying, but I'm just saying. And then she kind of stopped her and said, well, you know, in her one-to-one camera time, sometimes he didn't want me physically, and here it comes.
So I wonder, what did he want physically?
He wanted some dick, girl. Girl, you know what song he was singing? He was singing Problem,
what
Dick
if
Too
he,
Bomb.
What if
bitch,
he,
I want to marry you, but the dick too bomb. Ayy, the dick too bomb. Ayy. I'm retired and you out playing on the dick too bomb. Hey.
What if he is not gay?
Girl, he is gay.
Wait,
as the
I have a theory. That's a possibility.
Okay, what is your theory?
What if he's one of those people? I mean, Atlanta is known for strip clubs, for instance. Like, serious. So maybe he's somebody that is like super, super duper into strippers and like loosely girls, and he just wanted like the together, like perfect image wife, but he likes to run with the other kind of girls. And so that's where he was getting it.
Steven,
at.
Can you play D2B by Problem?
And
so go ahead.
So he was just getting it with like the strippers and up in the club, like people that have porn addictions and stuff like that. Like they want their wives to be like the wives that are like together, not but they're not actually like wanting to have sex with them. They did that on Sex in the City. Remember when Charlotte couldn't get laid? It's because he like saw her
first of
as
all,
like
Portia
a Madonna.
Is how young?
But then she gets the same.
And she
idea.
Was in the damn some cut video. She is that
but,
type of girl.
But he wants her to be the wife has hey. To be the specific.
This is what Cordell be saying. My wife ain't shit. My wife ain't shit. Hey, why won't leave him? Why? Cause the dick too bomb.
Oh
hey.
My God. Oh, Cordell.
I'm just saying, your mama is talking about the gay rumors now.
But that's everybody been talking
got,
about them.
He ain't got no factual reason to actually divorce you.
Well, that's
you know what that damn reason is, girl. The dick to bone. Cordell is hitting that age at the age of 60-something, whatever damn old he is.
He's
and he is, whatever, girl, he is realizing, I do not do fish.
Oh no, you didn't.
I just think he's come to that point because Portia is beautiful. No, she is gorgeous.
That doesn't mean she can get it in the bedroom.
She could. What
if,
he can.
What if she is a fish, limp fish in the bedroom and she's just like, okay, do it to me because I don't have a brain and I don't really do much and I just lay there.
That's what, girl, that is what pussy is for.
No, that is not what I'm just saying. You got to put some work in it.
I'm just saying, it's not exciting. But my thing
if
is,
you're just laying there. What if it's cold?
All I'm saying is, girl, I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not saying.
Well, mama just saying that.
Me and mama are saying this boy he wanted to fill his Keebler up.
Is what was happening. I don't know.
It just don't make sense. And why are you locking her out? Because who up in the house? That's what I want now.
Maybe he had some, maybe he likes large boobies, and so he wanted,
girl, I mean, you know what? You're right. Maybe he isn't a transgendered. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? But he still be getting that dick flapping in his face, girl.
I don't know.
I can't. I'm divorce court here.
Oh, well, honey, there ain't no reconciling that. Right. Sorry. Boo.
It's just like when you're being questioned that much and so hard, and now your mom is sitting here like, you know what, bitch? We've been missing the one puzzle piece to the puzzle. Boo, there ain't no other piece. We done crossed the world trying to look for another piece. And boo, the only piece that I have is called gay.
And she said he explained it away when they got together. I want to hear Cordell's side.
Well, we're going to get something from him. So
I hope we get a lot from him. Because this is too one-sided for me. I need more.
So Portia had good hair.
She had great hair.
Unfortunately, Miss Candy Dance.
Y'all was hating on the red natural.
I was just hating on how it was sitting on her head.
It was looking very mop-like.
She looked like Clifford. Her hair was just like, doo, doo, doo.
I'm glad I didn't drink this. I would have smelled
it. I'm just so mad at her for it. Because I'm like, I think Candy is a beautiful girl. I think that she has... All right. I'm just saying. I just was not appreciative of the hair tonight.
I liked it when it was straight.
Yep.
In that look. I was okay with that. A little shorter. I do wish it were shorter. But, I mean, I'm not mad. Well, I am mad at it. Because how are you going to have a fro, but it's not for real a fro? It's like a hanging. It looked like a wet fro. And that wasn't cute. And it was red. And it looked like it was sewn in by herself. It didn't look right. But she made her man some eggs and some bacon. And they talked and whatnot.
Sugar Mama. Can we play Beyonce Sugar Mama through this part right now? So Candy, she is, we're getting kind of caught up with her and Todd. She's playing the good wife, cooking up some grits, some bacon, and all that.
Yes, honey. Goodness. Love me some grits.
And, she's sitting there and she's still going back and forth. We're hearing Todd might get a job for BET, but then he's not really sure because sometimes the jobs are almost there. And then
it's true. That's exactly how production works. True. But that's sitting it in the episode like that just makes it look so like he's living off of her. Yeah.
And as she's cooking up some
grits.
Hey, this is what she'd be saying. When she'd be decking him
but
down.
But this ain't the good Sugar Mama bit. Or she ain't being the good Sugar Mama.
Who?
Candy.
Why? She paying for their house. Because even if he
is... Because the Sugar Mama that Beyonce talking about ain't really the Sugar Mama that Candy is being now, okay? Beyonce talking about, I taste good.
Well, I mean, I'm sure Candy be talking about, what's Candy coated?
Oh, nasty.
Tasting like M&M's.
Nasty. But she just looking like... She got a scrub right now.
But so then she's saying, people talking about, I ain't this or that, but I'm the one that wrote no scrubs. That don't mean nothing. But that don't mean nothing.
That's
means,
true. Just
that means you went
it.
Through it.
Yeah.
Girl, because I'd be giving the best advice to my friends, but then you look at me, I'm like,
You a mess. Be a mess. Like, really? Well, there you go.
But we all do it. You know what I'm saying?
No,
so
we
I'm
don't.
Mad at you, Candy.
No, we don't. It ain't never been done over here, ever.
You ain't even talked to a guy in his passenger side of his best friend's ride trying to holler at you?
Somebody tried to pull me in their car from the passenger side of their ride. I was like, no.
First of all, that could lead to so many illegal situations.
Yeah, it was not okay. But anyway.
But my thing is all right, Candy. And then she's talking about the Todd thing. And Todd, the whole Porsche situation.
Yeah.
And Todd comes out and says,
I like what
which
he said,
I hope that this comes up later in front of Nene. Because Nene back.
Yeah, but I like what he said.
But I could.
I feel what he's saying.
I do, but then at the same time, it's kind of
okay. What did he
say? He said they had a system. He said that the girls, y'all kind of I feel like, messed them up. What do he call them?
The Get Fresh Crew.
The Get Fresh Crew. And then, of course, Lovely Bravo goes putting in the wedding pictures and then showing the girls, like, I heard that. You can't go out and do what you want to do. You don't want to come to a strip club. Yes. He said, they had a system. Y'all messed the system up, and now they're here. I'm sorry. But my thing is, Portia was still following their system.
Not really.
But, I mean... I can't look at it from his perspective because it wasn't doing the most. They're filming. They're on TV. Like, you know she's not doing anything. I don't know.
Well, you don't know she's not doing anything because we didn't see everything. And we don't know what she was doing that was bothering him so much other than not having a penis. So we don't know, but I mean, she
seems like the ride or die bitch that will go be like, Candy, I need a damn dildo. I want to make this marriage work.
But she also seems like the chick that would be like, what are you talking about? I went to the club and that's where I was supposed to go. He's like, well, it's 4 a.m. Could you have not come home at 1? Like, and she would be like, well, we was all there and I didn't want to, nah, nah, nah. So I
want to know what time Cordell be coming.
I don't want to know what her curfew was. I don't know what her curfew was, but the point is that the point that he was making is that, and girls do it a lot. You talk to your girlfriend get in your ear. Oh, he doing what? He told you to do. No, I would never look. And some women are very susceptible to all the opinions of their friends and they change their behavior. And whereas I could never obviously be with Cordell, if that was the arrangement that they agreed to, whatever the hell it was, like, you're going to be home by 10 every night, you're going to cook me bacon first thing in the morning, like, whatever it was, and she started getting people in her ear, and she got on the show and got excited, like, ooh, I can do this, and I can do that, and changed it up, that's real. That's a real, honest, we set this up like this, you agreed to it by marrying me, because I was obviously clear that I'm going to be in a marriage like this, which they've talked about in the past, like, she said, I know we decided we were going, I was going to be the housewife and that, but I want a career now. Like, so it was obvious that she is the one that was doing changes based on their original arrangement.
So, and so what do we learn from this?
What do we learn from this?
Do not marry anybody if y'all going to have arrangements.
If he's gay.
Right, I'm just saying, there's reasons why he is a celebrity and trying to ask for arrangements.
Oh, goodness, honey. It's okay. That ring was pretty, though.
Which she couldn't take off.
How'd you
feel that she was still wearing the ring? I still feel like I'm married.
With her, I think it's weird. I think she needs to let it go just because she seemed like she got some emotional stuff going on. But like I said before, the ring was gorgeous. I don't think I would ever part with my ring. But I don't have those attachments to things. Like, I just have it like, oh, this ring is hot. I'm not letting this go.
Girl,
not
I can't to, even like, keep the paint on the damn wall.
You are hilarious.
Like, no, bitch, I can't see the same pictures.
Like, I don't get rid of pictures. Like, I don't do any of that. I don't throw anything away.
Gets buried and burned.
I kept my, like, stuffed animals until I lost them. Like, I just don't. And jewelry, I would never. Like, I still wear jewelry. Oh, what is going on up in here?
Up the club.
Oh, y'all got some things going on.
I'm just saying, but I'm not.
Everybody's assuming.
And even our engineer right now, he ain't saying, but I mean, he's just playing.
I'm so mad at R. Kelly. I'm so mad. But it's hilarious.
Don't get me started on the R. Kelly rumors.
Honey. We'll be here all night. Whew.
All right. So where we go from here? Where mess do we go from here? Smith Cynth. Let's do Phaedra.
Phaedra first? Okay.
Let's just get her over with. She ain't got nothing going
on,
really.
I'm bored.
She has her son Dylan, her new son, called Mr. President.
Oh, it's just dumb. She needed something to match what she was doing last season.
And now your son Aiden is disappointed because he ain't the star of the show no more.
No, he ain't.
He don't even want to look at that baby.
He's like, no. She's like, he loves being a big brother. You want to see your brother? Hell no! Like,
they didn't show one clip. No. The one clip, he was buried in the grandma's breast.
Go editors of Bravo, because y'all are hilarious. You take the clip of Phaedra talking about she loves his brother, and then you throw in every clip that you could find of him hating his brother. It was great.
Apollo, it has a new career this year.
Apollo do construction. Can you come to my house?
But we did hear, when they came in last time, he talked about that he does have a large amount of properties that he owns and takes care of, and... Hey, I mean, he's a handy man, right?
You think he owns the properties for real?
I mean, I'm going off of what he specifically told us.
Okay. Well, I hope he does. I mean, they moved into a nice house in Buckhead.
What system that would be that I would have to do that kind of research to really find that.
Yes. I mean, hey, he can build things and he looks sexy doing it. So I guess Phaedra gets her eye candy. It's like having the pool boy in his thong out cleaning the pool.
You see, she came out with one water for Apollo.
Like, no, here you go.
Forget the other guys that were actually working.
Yeah. Apollo was just standing there.
Girl, you look, baby, you look tired. Just drink some of this water. Drink some of this water.
Bulging in his wife beater and
talking about he want a koi pond. She want to look
she
like
wants
she in
a
France.
French provincial. Think about that girl.
All right, maybe her and we can send her in Kenya too.
Yeah, but
to French school.
They need to go on somewhere.
All right, let's get into Miss Cynthia and the Bailey agency. It is moving.
To a new building.
I'm glad because I was like, she done already closing her shop.
And I thought we had talked about her like having to close it down, mm-hmm. and maybe it was just for the move.
That was the rumor, Bri.
Yeah.
So she's moving to a place called Industry Studios. It's going to be right across the street from Bar One. Talk about good luck. But haven't we also talked about that that's like the bad neighborhood?
Well, we look at it like I was just in Atlanta a month ago and I wanted to figure out where Bar One was and go and see where. But I need to look it up. I'll look it up and see what neighborhood it's in. But it doesn't look like a great neighborhood, which is what we were saying last time.
All right, so if any of y'all live in Atlanta,
tell us where it is because I don't know the address.
We need y'all to take some pictures for us. Please drive by the Chateau Charest.
I really want to see what that nobody knows. Like.
If you can find that. And if you can find this damn place, Bar One, take a picture.
Is it still open?
Is it still open? Because
we hear in previews that it may not be. So, nonetheless, they move into Industry One Studios or whatever it's called.
But that ain't even the biggest shade. The biggest shade is Mr. Peter decided to use both of their money to invest in Industry Studios and didn't tell her for 6 months after the purchase.
How is that possible, Cynthia? Is that your arrangement?
Right.
Like, you just don't. But then she gets upset. She's like, I just think he should have told me. So obviously you have an expectation of being told. So you obviously don't have an arrangement that he's supposed to just take care of shit without telling you. So I don't understand.
Right. Like, how do you not know? I'm assuming it was, how much money was it? Did they say?
They didn't say how much it was, but
I'm assuming it was a lump sum.
If it's a big place, I'm assuming it's at least a half a mil.
Yep. Girl, you don't know $500,000 out your. You didn't realize you was eating. You might have been eating Cheerios instead of checks.
I mean, but then again, maybe it's not. Maybe, but even still, I mean, it would at least be hundreds of thousands.
Girl, but yeah,
dollars.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it will clearly.
It wasn't 10 grand.
As we've seen, Miss Cynthia ain't making the most out of the housewives.
Because even if it was like 10 grand, she should notice that's gone because she ain't. You know, they've had some financial issues.
Like I said, you didn't realize that he was buying Cheerios instead of checks.
How is that possible? Well,
you wasn't shopping at your little whatever grocery store.
I know
that
how
was
it was
last
possible.
Season.
Peter bought it. He came home. He was all excited. His man was
dick
all excited, and he just put it down.
Dick
and she didn't
bomb.
Even. And he probably put it down on her like every day for the next 6 months, and she just wasn't thinking about it. She was just like, "Dang, this is some good shit."
Mm-hmm.
And just
I mean, they must
it.
Have the best sex life.
They
out
have
of all
to
of
have
them.
The that. That's the only explanation for the effery that goes along with Peter because. It doesn't make sense otherwise.
Mm-mm.
She has to be like out of her mind in orgasmic like states of delirium that she doesn't know what the hell is going on in her world.
Then Kenya walks in and okay, but wait, before we get into that, let's continue about the 6 month thing. Okay, so now if this is their arrangement, I mean, do you see any kind of substance as to Peter doing this? Like, I don't know. To me, what the hell does Peter do for work?
He has Bar One, dude, and he's a hustler.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I really feel at this point, Peter got to be doing something illegal. I don't know if he working in Kenya's DVD business, distributing.
Yeah, he's working her DVD business.
You know what I mean? The after hours DVDs.
The after
DVDs.
Hours DVDs that really happen.
Because where
that's
can
why
he just pull money out and just kind of flip properties like this?
I don't know, boo. I don't. Peter got skills we just don't understand, apparently.
All right, Miss Cynthia.
And he bought a big studio, so maybe he had, like, it seems like a possible good investment space-wise.
Yeah,
there's lots of things going on in Atlanta production-wise, and you can rent it out and what have you, but I just don't get the whole how you didn't tell your wife for 6 months.
Boop. Miss Cynthia is still at the Bailey agency, and Kenya walks in.
And that little yellow dress. What? Like, hello, sister dress. That was awful.
And it's interesting. I wonder when the last time her and Cynthia actually talked.
Well, Cynthia thought they were in Africa. She was still in Africa because, as y'all know, Kenya is dating an African prince.
She's happy.
So she's been in Africa for quite some time, apparently. Approximately 2 months, I guess, because she said for 2 months she's been going through stress or whatever and nobody reached out to her. So maybe it's only been a couple months.
But if you with this oil tycoon, girl, and you talking about you was evicted and it was this woman was telling all these lies.
Yes.
But I wonder if while she was in Africa, maybe she didn't pay. And then that's what, or maybe she was.
So maybe that's
paying.
When the lady started, probably started the eviction proceedings, because Kenya has actually sent one a lawsuit, according to her, for defamation
with that woman.
With that woman for really? Like $10,000. So it maybe she went to Africa. This lady filed the eviction notice, and she's like, "I'm not evicting. Like, I can't leave. I'm in Africa and whatever. And you have to give me 60 days." And the lady was like, "No." And maybe that's where the craziness ensued. Because if you know, it definitely wasn't that long of a time period between shooting, because Phaedra was very, very pregnant in the
and
reunion.
And that was 2 months ago when they showed the flashback?
And then the baby is only about 2 months old. Mm-hmm. So at most, it's been 3 months, maybe four, since they ended shooting and then started back shooting. So all that happened in a short time.
She kind of lets it out. She feels like, you know, Candy, which I don't know why she felt Candy would ever open her house.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you did at Candy's house last season?
You acted a fool, like, about Walter.
And then
still.
Nene and Cynthia should have been there as her girls. Like, girl, I know these are not your best friends in real life.
No, but it's storyline.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to keep the story going.
She said, well, I feel like Nene should have reached out, and I'm mad that Walter was at Nene's wedding, and I feel like Nene might have been being shady by doing that. Girl, I guarantee you, Nene was not thinking about you. On the thing, she probably, Walter's name either came before or after your name when the guest list, when she was like, yep. And answered yes to those.
Like, yeah, I like them. They're good.
So Cynthia invites her to her big opening.
White party to open industry studios.
And I love her little, "And I'm going to see you in white." Like, because don't pull no Marlowe. Don't pull no Miss Kenya Moore. Right. Coming out. What did she call her? She had a name for Kenya.
Who?
Coochie.
Oh, the Coochie Crack Queen.
Coochie Crack Queen or something like that. All right, but before we get into the big opening party, which was the highlight of the season
highlight
so far, I want to reach out to you guys. Please, please, please help us get to number one on iTunes. We need your help. This show is one of the greatest reality shows on TV right now. And please help prove that point by getting us to number one on iTunes. Go to iTunes and type in Real Housewives of Atlanta, AfterBuzz. Click our podcast. It's free. Subscribe. Rate us. Leave us a comment. Show us some love. Please help us get us to number one.
Please leave comments.
Yes.
I want to know what you guys are
thinking. I want to know what you guys think, too. Please. I know you guys leave them on the YouTube, but please leave them on the iTunes as well. We would really appreciate it. Girl, I can just imagine what they're going to talk about today.
For real.
Oh, let's talk about industry studio. So all the girls are there.
Everybody
and
made
I was
it.
Debating, is Kenya going to come or is she not going to come?
Of course she's got to come, darling.
But the dramatic of the car.
Coming up in the rain.
Kenya walks in, all extra. Hello!
Hi, everybody. Big smile.
Liza Minnelli face.
Orange lipstick, yeah.
And Miss Phaedra gets one look, and she's, oh, no, the bath queen. Where are you going?
The beauty queen on bath salts has arrived. And Derek J. whisked her away.
Yes, he walked her away. Of course, she walks in with her pet, Lawrence. And then
it makes me not like Lawrence when he's with her. Mm-hmm. And I liked him before she came along. So I don't... Lawrence, stop hanging out with Kenya.
Yeah.
Just come hang.
Yeah.
Or find a new girl. I want Dwight back.
Really?
I just think he was very entertaining.
I would like to see how he would interact with the ladies.
Yes.
You know? So Kenya randomly brings up divorce talk with Portia.
Who does that at a party? Especially when you know it's like so seriously crazy and dramatic. That's just rude. You just be like, how you doing? And she's like, I'm going through it. Like, you'll be fine. Let's get a drink. Like, you don't say, so are you guys trying to work it out? Are you in court right now? Are you like, how much is he going to give you? Like, she was way too in. Yeah.
Right. Like, bitch, how would you have felt if she brought up Walter right then?
No. She would have liked it, though, because she would have been like, he's awful.
And then Nene being her little damn self talking about, Peter, show me around this place.
Because everybody's trying to get away from Kenya. Crazy, crazy Kenya.
So they all meet up in the actual office space of Industry Studios, and Kenya, you know, talks to Nene, and Nene is kind of just like, how are you, girl?
Trying to keep it surface. How are you? How are things?
And now here's why I personally feel Kenya is a liar. In that moment, you could have kept it at a neutral level, because obviously, if you thought Nene was your friend, you wouldn't have wanted to dive into deep shit that quickly.
That moment, yeah.
Because you can't really talk about it right then.
No, not with everybody around.
And I'm assuming, Miss Kenya Moore, you've been in the business long enough to know, okay, this could be a catty moment, and I don't need it to be that right now. I felt like she knew she was in the wrong for not going to that wedding.
She was in Africa with her prince. There's no way she could have come.
Girl, she was talking her lie about why she didn't go to this damn wedding. And, you know, she feels... And then she quickly goes into, you know, and I feel like y'all weren't a friend to me.
Because we're supposed to call you when you get evicted from your house.
And as Miss Nene, do you want to go and say Miss Nene's rant?
Surely you were not homeless, honey.
Okay. Not Miss Kenya Moore.
Not Miss Kenya Moore with all of those DVDs and your international productions.
Top actress.
Model actress, honey. Surely you were not homeless. Okay.
Right.
Nene was trying to be straight up. She's like, I'm not going to believe the blogs or assume anything from a blog. And Kenya's like, well, you could have reached out to me. She's like, I'm going to reach out on something that could be a rumor? No.
And a wedding's not stressful.
And that Nene apparently planned, and like, I think they did it in like 4 weeks or something ridiculous. Of course it's stressful. 425 people, I would have killed myself. Like, you know it was stressful. So Kenya's crazy. We already know that, though. Kenya's just crazy. Because, I mean, come on. That doesn't even make sense.
And every time...
Surely you are not homeless, honey. It is totally fine. That was not that serious.
And clearly, Miss Nene, every time she would read her and then try to walk away, she can't walk away.
She couldn't walk
in them shoes.
The shoes were beautiful. But Nene, girl, if you can't walk in them, you look ridiculous. Like, she literally was like, teek, 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 trying to run away from Kenya, though. Great comedy. Maybe she did that on purpose, because Nene is playing the role of Nene very well right now.
Very well. Nene, you delivered this in the first episode.
That was fantastic. Surely you are not homeless.
But it's true. It's what we all think about. It's like, girl, you over here talking about you so fabulous.
Yes.
You this. I have DVDs, honey.
Stallion Booty is selling like hotcakes. Like, there's no way you're homeless.
You know, Phage is going... Show me the numbers.
Show
me the receipts. So, I mean, that was really it. Let's head into predictions. Mm-mm-mm. Lord Jesus.
Predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
I mean, they showed us the same clip that's kind of been going on the internet. But, I mean, after today, I can't wait to see Nene and Kenya's interactions throughout the whole thing.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like Nene gets... irritate with Portia as well.
A little bit, yeah. I want to see who in the hell Candy is pissed off at as soon as possible. I hope that comes very soon.
Girl, that was on some like...
That was some real shiz, because even when the most angry I've seen Candy get was when she and Nene first were sort of interacting. I don't know if you remember, they were at a party and she was like, get out of my face! And she like did her little hand thing, but that, what we saw with her was something entirely different. So I cannot wait to see that.
That's gonna finally, Candy, you gonna deliver us.
I think we have a season with moment. Candy. However, it seems very produced.
Yeah.
Because like they were on Watch What Happens Last Night with Kenya. It was Candy and her man Todd was the bartender. So they're obviously still together and everything is fine. So there's no way that he cheated with her friend and then they're still together.
Right.
So boo on Bravo for having Todd there. Like, I would have liked. It's fine to have Candy, but why would you bring Todd and like automatically give us that they're still making
together.
It work? Like, we want to believe that something really went down.
Like, Miss Joyce found some tea.
Yeah, because Miss Joyce was real upset.
We're going to get some situation with an evil spirit in a haunted house. Yeah, so obviously Bravo's sending them to go somewhere so that way we can get them all in a house and see what happens.
Yeah.
Bar one is getting foreclosed again.
Ooh, honey. What was the other place he had first?
Girl,
I don't even remember. Was it a bar, though? It was a bar, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And he'd be flipping them like hotcakes.
Okay.
Apollo's texting Kenya.
Kenya's
and Candy
offering
and Kenya
fellatio. Nasty girl, nasty.
Apollo, I don't know. What do you think is going to happen with these texts?
I wonder. I mean, it's just texting, but Phaedra gets real upset.
But especially after the reunion.
Yes. Well, see, that's what I wonder if something really went down.
Porsche's in the hospital, too.
Again. Hopefully for nothing too serious.
Right.
I'm sure it was very dramatic for something.
I'm sure it was.
Maybe she had a nervous breakdown moment.
I don't know. I
the
loved
weave was
it.
Was too tight.
Tonight was everything. I appreciate you, Bravo, for this. I appreciate the ladies of Real Housewives of Atlanta for delivering season after season after season.
Keeping the drama.
Yes, and I appreciate you guys at home. Make sure you guys help us, support us, get us to number one, and keep the conversation going with us. Hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, iTunes, Facebook, all that good stuff. You can keep the conversation going with me and Courtney on Twitter and Instagram. Me at DJ Jesse J.
Me at Stuart Starlet.
Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.